Everything. I see people go to the store and get garlic. Cheaper thing is the garlic is when they can have it in their garden. And then they want to cook with it, the seasoning with it, go in there and get it and use it. Garlic is good. Garlic is good for hard blood and all that, you know. It's good to use it in your food.
Keeps off vampires, too.
Yes, sir. It's not so very long ago, there was a boy in here from, I forget where that boy come from. He's born and raised here, but his mama died, and he had a little lot out there in Waterproof, and you know, you have to go through a course of law to get anything regardless to how it is. And he come here and got me to go out there with him. And I went. And our lawyer Clark wasn't in. He was the one working at it for him. But his secretary was there, and I talked with her. And I told her just how everything was, you know. And Mr. Clark, he wasn't there, and when he called, she must have told him that Willie brought his auntie there. And that woman could tell things. She don't see all that she would, don't see how she could manage to keep up with all that stuff. So, Willie, I came on back home. So Willie, he was still out there. He told Willie, you bring your auntie back here tomorrow. So I want to talk with her. So I went back. That man had me up by 2 days to tell him everything about the country and what went on in here. Well, I told him, as far as I know it off, you know. And about everything, I told him about the boats used to run up to Halpin Curve. I asked him, did he know where Halpin Curve? He said, yes, he know where that was. I said, when the boat used to run up there. And Mr. Middlebrooks, he was staying on Holly Ridge. And told him all about how that was. And told him how come Picana Bridge was built. Look at that thing, I wish you could kill it. And told him about Schaefer's. Then I got to talking about Schaefer's place. He said, and I told him, Mr. Jimmy, Schaefer belonged to Mr. Jimmy, who he married, you know. The Nichols, one of Miss Ella Nichols, Mr. Hattie's daughter, and told him all about that. And he got tickled, and I said, Mr. Jimmy, he lay. He said, that's my uncle. I said, sure enough. He said, yeah. No, he said, talk on, talk on. And he had a tape, and he putting that stuff down. Mm-hmm. And one thing, I couldn't call a man's name. He had killed a white girl, or a colored man had raped a white girl and killed her. But I couldn't call her, his name looked like to me, just the devil must have made it left. And he said, well, you keep it in remembrance. See, I'm got to come out there. One of his secretary stays in that brick house right up the road, yeah. Ms. Rogers and them daughter-in-law, she goes up there every morning and works too. And she said, he says, when he gets a chance, he got to come out here and sit down and finish up with me. He ain't finished with me yet. Then they said, a person can remember so much. Well, now I can't remember something can go on tomorrow, and I'll forget it. Now, why is it that things were getting way back there, I can remember it? It's a funny thing, isn't it? So he ain't never come back yet, and he put that and it tickled him. I